I am here in Mexico City with Sebastián García Saizó, the General Director of Quality in Education and Health in the Ministry of Health of Mexico. And we are participating in the International Foundation for Integrated Care Conference. And we're going to talk a bit about accreditation and how that plays out in healthcare. So let me start by asking you about the accreditation process for hospitals in Mexico, how it works, how you see this connecting to the quality of care, and its importance in terms of healthcare delivery in the country.
Hi, Maureen. I'm going to go slightly before that, before accreditation, because it's important to understand where policy comes from. And the health system in Mexico was officially established in 1943 with the creation of the Social Security system. And it has had several milestones along the way from 1943 to the moment in which the provision of services before 1983 was done mainly through Social Security as a mechanism linked to labor, directly linked to labor. And it was in 1983 when we in Mexico changed the constitution, and we reflected the right to health protection as a constitutional right that later became a human right established by the constitution. And this is linked also to the decentralization of services in the 80s and 90s, in which we all those services provided outside the Social Security, provided by a heterogeneous network of providers at the national in the national context, were given autonomy to each of the 32 states that conformed the Mexican Republic, and that created a system comprised by the Social Security on one side and 32 autonomous providers on the other side for those not enrolled in Social Security. By 2000, there was the a very important milestone in which Mexico carried out a study and detected that 50% of the population didn't have access to a formal form of financing for health needs, meaning 50 million people didn't have access to Social Security because of their labor status. And that created a huge gap and inequities in between different types of population. In 2003, a very important reform was pushed forward to establish Seguro Popular as a financing mechanism based on general taxation for all those not enrolled in Social Security. And parallel to that, as a very important part of the reform, the accreditation system was also established as a form to guarantee to those enrolled in Seguro Popular the minimum standards in terms of quality and capacity at the local level. So this was set up as a strategy, acknowledging that there were very important differences across the 32 different state providers, and that the financing from the Federation was going to be generally the same, meaning the Federation was going to pay for services in all these states. So this is 2004 that we started the accreditation process. It was a very important challenge to start accrediting for a financing mechanism that was already in place. So they started at the same time, so there was a huge rush to accredit establishments so that we could have units providing services to match the financing that became available. Now, what's happened since then is that we have above 12,000 medical units accredited within the Seguro Popular financing mechanism, but we have a great heterogeneity among those accredited. So it becomes a need to evaluate what has happened with these accreditation mechanisms and to set up, step forward new regulatory mechanisms so that we make sure that this surveillance mechanism to ensure the minimum standards of quality and safety are in place, and not just for Seguro Popular, but now across different providers of services, including those in the Social Security. So this is one of our main concerns at the moment, in which we have managed to balance the or reduce the gaps in financing in between different populations, those enrolled in Social Security with a particular set of providers, those enrolled in Seguro Popular, and those outside the public financing mechanism, which includes the private providers, whether financed by private insurance or out of pocket. So thinking of this is a very comprehensive and ambitious reform that would set up a transversal horizontal homogeneous regulatory mechanisms in which accreditation would be one of these mechanisms to ensure minimum standards. So it would include setting, to begin with, the standards, horizontal standards, then making sure that through accreditation and surveillance mechanisms these standards are met, but then also measuring how performance changes with these mechanisms so that we make sure that those that are not performing as well can have incentives also to move into this direction. So by accrediting, same as the previous step, which would be licensing, you make sure that no one below these standards exists in a market of provision. And then later, through incentives, you actually make innovation and promote change towards where the system should be. And in a context like Mexico, in which the demographic transition and epidemiological transition plays such an important role in what healthcare delivery will be in the next few years, you need to have very strong mechanisms to steer the system towards that direction. Regulation is one of those. Accreditation is one of the tools you have for a regulatory framework, and then you also have to create different incentives and different mechanisms to promote change.
I think there's a very comprehensive view. I'm also wondering, so are you responsible for accrediting all public and private across the board?
Well, so far, yes. We are responsible at the General Directorate to accredit establishments across all different providers, but only when they are linked to the financing mechanisms provided by Seguro Popular. Meaning, if we have interventions provided by units owned by the Social Security, we would accredit them, and that's the case of very important strategies such as the maternal emergency care, in which we, regardless of the insurer, we provide services across the whole spectrum, and that's accredited by us and financed partly by Seguro Popular. We have accredited private providers, which, of course, are part of local network of provision of services, especially for those services under the fund for the catastrophic expenditure protection, which includes by Seguro Popular, of course, which includes the most expensive and most and specialized interventions within Seguro Popular, and of course those public providers owned by the states, which are the main provision under Seguro Popular financing.
I see. Because we've been talking about integrated care, how do you see the regulations and accreditation playing a role in trying to promote integrated care going forward?
Well, quality of healthcare is a very important part of integrated care. I mean, and you may have many of the other aspects defined as components of integrated care, but if you don't have a strong quality framework, it's very hard to achieve this interaction in between different areas of healthcare and different mechanisms to achieve a patient-centered health policy. So regulation is one of these areas that we can use basically to steer the system to that purpose. So, for example, we are working with other governments, and here I refer, for example, the experience that France has developed on tracing patients to make sure that healthcare is provided in a continuous manner. And that's something that we are incorporating in our accreditation system so that we follow patients across different levels, so we make sure that care is provided when the patient requires it, at the type of facility which is ideal for this, and by a group of people that is required to treat this particular condition. So this means, for example, in care for pediatric oncology, that the patient is diagnosed promptly in the primary care, but it's referred also to units that have the resources to actually treat the condition. So we have a problem here, especially in some rural communities, in which patients may delay a very long time before they are diagnosed and referred to higher levels of care. And this creates an opportunity cost, which is sometimes very important in trying to achieve better outcomes in healthcare.
I have one final question, which is the enforcement of the accreditation, the accountability that comes within it. And how does that work, and how do you manage that within the regulatory system?
Well, that's something vital to any system. I mean, and it has to be constant. I mean, it's not something like you've reached. You have to always work on the accountability of any system and any tool that you have to actually reach results. And this is a case of accreditation and regulation in general, in which you can never lose sight of what you're trying to achieve, and you have to work towards that all the time. And the case in Mexico is very important. We've, as you've seen a few minutes ago, we've evaluated the several important number of units that provide pediatric oncologic care. And we find a great heterogeneous performance results in these units. And that means, and that creates a concern in whether accreditation is actually achieving this its purpose, meaning greater homogeneity in the provision of services. So what we're trying to do now, and it's, I think it's a very important step forward in our accreditation policy, is to actually evaluate risk by measuring performance in each of the units that are accredited, and then and create a mechanism to surveil those that actually show a greater risk of not showing results, of not achieving results, and help them. One would be, of course, if they've lost the accreditation standards, to push them to achieve them again without actually creating a risk for the patient. And the other one would be to incentivize that they not only maintain these standards but improve them so that we can raise the standard across the entire system. So this creates a forward policy in which you don't only make sure that they have the minimum at this moment, but you follow them and evaluate periodically so that you move the standard slightly upwards every once in a while.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close?
Well, I want to make sure that the point gets across that regulation is only one of the things that the system has to contain. It's not only one thing. There are no silver bullets in any health system. I mean, it's such a complex array of circumstances, actors, and mechanisms that have to interact and move towards the same direction that regulation is only one way to equalize and to make sure that everyone knows their role at their time and towards a particular goal. I thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. This has been really, really helpful, and we hope to come back to you in future. Okay. I've got to find out how to turn it. What happened to my red button?
Did we record it?
It looks like it. Yeah. But it recording, how do you stop it?
Hold on.
There's a big red button.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
It's okay. We can just, yeah, there we go.